Ramsey TV.
What a beautiful, gloomy day here in Fort Lauderdale. But what a great day to visit the cemetery. Or as my girlfriend Maria de Lima calls it, the quiet park. I am really reveling in this verse. To me, it's a new verse. All is yours? Really now? Including life and death and the present and what is impending? Well, I'm here in the Fort Lauderdale Memorial Park thinking about a major event that is impending, and that would be the Great White Throne Judgment, when most of these people here in the quiet park will rise from the dead. Because as we know, those who are not believers, those who have not believed in either the circumcision gospel or Paul's gospel, will rise to be judged at the Great White Throne. That is a huge thing that is impending. And apparently, it's mine, because all is mine and all is yours. I remind you of the amazing sequence there in 1 Corinthians that Christ is God's and we are Christ's and everything is ours. And those are the only three elements God is concerned with: God, Christ, and us. Everything else, it belongs to us as we belong to Christ, as Christ belongs to God. So I am really taking advantage of this, to be honest with you. I am reveling in it, and it's changing my life, changing the way I think about everything. And I'm going to finish the rest of the week talking about this, because to me it's a new verse. So I've done this before. Many of you already know this, but I'm going to tell you again that I have claimed all of these folks here at the Fort Lauderdale Memorial Park. I have claimed them at the Great White Throne, because we are going to be the judges at the Great White Throne. You might say, well, Martin, I thought Christ was going to judge at the Great White Throne. Yes, but we are Christ's. And when we are changed, we will have the authority of Christ. I mean, the Apostle Paul says that we are going to judge angels. Here's an angel. I'm gonna judge you, angel. Don't worry. I mean, you're cute. You got a nice hairdo. You don't know me right now. You have a pet bird. I see that. You're missing a thumb. I'll take care of that at the judgment. Even though you are not mortal and you're flying around with God right now, you still got problems. You still need adjusted in your thinking, obviously. I mean, so I got you covered too. I want to be judging angels. I didn't make that up. The Apostle Paul said it. Who am I to doubt the Apostle Paul? I mean, really, no. We got some inclement weather coming to Fort Lauderdale. But that's mine too. That palm tree is mine. That limp, wet American flag is mine. The coming hurricane is mine. That thunder is mine. I'm not scared of any of it anymore, because it's all mine. It's here for my benefit. So if we're going to judge angels, I don't think it's a stretch to say that we will also judge human beings. I mean, God is going to do, besides this verse, how about God is going to do above and beyond everything we are able to think or dream or expect. So what I am expecting now is to have all these people, my fellow Floridians who have come before me and gone, I am expecting to see them all again at the Great White Throne, where I, Martin Zender, the glorified member of the body of Christ, will judge them. And I'm going to give them all a good shake, because after all, they're my fellow Floridians, and they are all going to rise from the dead, and they won't know me at first, but they will know me, and they will be thankful, because We have the mind of Christ now, but how much more when we are vivified? And we are going to judge righteously with no anger, no ill will, just like God in Christ judge. I mean, I know it seems like a stretch to think this, but I am taking God at his word. Morel Nerva. Count on it. Count on it. Vincent Castrataro. Vincent, I got you covered. 1996, no problem. You were born when the Beatles came to America, and you died, huh? I don't know what happened in 1996, but I got you covered. You didn't live too long. Martha B. Anderson, we will love you till poets run out of rhymes. Well, that's a very nice sentiment, but when you need practical help at the Great White Throne, I'm gonna be there. Janet, we will love you forever. Well, God loves you forever. So, because God loves you, Christ loves you, and because Christ loves you, I love you. Look at all these people. John Ferraro, Elizabeth Ferraro. Oh, I have a feeling that this was husband and wife. Together forever. Well, you're going to rise together at the Great White Throne, assuming you were unbelievers. Pardon me for assuming that, but Olga Ray, precious mommy, grandma, and Grammy. I don't know how you'd be a grandma and a Grammy at the same time unless your grandkids call you different things, but that's okay. I'm there for you. I'm gonna be there for you. I love all of you people. I don't even know you, but in a way I know you because you're all sons and daughters of Adam. I'm a son of Adam too, but I have this special thing that's gonna serve you well at the Great White Throne, and that is the mind of Christ. Let's see who we have down this wall. Look at this though, perishable flowers. Not a perishable, it's all plastic. It's all plastic. This one's real, but these are plastic. These lights come aglow at nights, I believe, because I drive past here at night and I see all these lights glowing. You can see along the wall, they're already glowing because we have a gloomy day here, but you haven't seen light like the light that you're gonna see at the Great White Throne when you rise. You might be scared at first, but don't be, because God is love, Christ is love, and I am love. Julia Gallagher. Oh, now this is a sweet sentiment. Here lies my Dolly. You know, whoever's calling you their Dolly, you're gonna see that person again at the Great White Throne, and oh, here he is, John Gallagher. It's amazing, he lived 18 years after his wife died. Most men can't handle it. They need their women so badly that they die shortly thereafter. And it's a very sad thing. Let's turn the corner here. See who we have down this way. Nina Jameson, it's all good, Jack. We got you covered. Captain, I'm gonna be there when you need me. Here's a card, probably a Mother's Day card for Vernice. Vernice Morris. Everything you taught us about true sacrifice and love was taken to heart. Well, wait till you hear about Christ's sacrifice. You probably never knew it when you were alive, because I noticed this, what is this, the Church of God symbol? That's unfortunate. It means you were a Christian, that you saw fit to put a religious symbol, a symbol of a human organization on your marker is sad to me, but this shows me that I'm probably not off to say that most of these individuals will be at the Great White Throne, not being believers. Here's Asa Edward and Teresa M. Williams. And once again, we have a religious icon here, a cross full of flowers, which is ridiculous. It should be thorns. Why do people beautify the cross? This is not right, but your thoughts about this will be corrected when you see what the horrors
of Calvary. Not the flowers. You're going to see what the horrors of Calvary meant for you. And God's going to use me. God and Christ are going to use me to bring that revelation to you. I look forward to that day. You're asleep now, so you don't know what's going on. Good for you. I sometimes envy the dead, all of you. I sometimes envy you. I really do. Sometimes I want to go to sleep and not wake up, but I'm still going through trials that are going to make me able to understand your plight, to show you Christ, and to then administer the love of God that you probably didn't know when you were alive because you were in religions. You were in religions. Here's one. Joseph Louis Forney Jr. In God's hand. Yes, indeed. Everything that's in the hands of God goes into the hands of Christ. And everything that is in the hands of Christ, which is everything, goes in the hands of the body of Christ. And so you will feel the loving hands of God and the loving hands of Christ through my administration, my ministration of grace, peace, and love. It does not go without saying, and thus I will say it, that if I'm claiming all these people here at the Fort Lauderdale Memorial Park whom I have never met, I will also be, and you will be judging those who are, have been near and dear to you. I reference you again, Joseph and his brothers. Joseph was the arbiter of peace and blessing for his brothers, and our Lord Jesus Christ was that for his apostles. And so, again, I don't think it's a stretch to say that we will be that for those who we were associated with in this life, your parents, your kids, your friends, your family. We're going to be their judges, I believe. Now, I don't have a specific scripture for it. Well, yes, I do. All is yours. That, and God is going to do super excessively above anything we're able to apprehend or even to ask him. So I have asked him more than once for all of these. I've asked him, and he's going to grant them to me. And he's training me now, really, to be that righteous judge. This is one of the reasons, ladies and gentlemen, why we've had to go through such trial and tribulation, why we have had to attend funerals, why we have had to watch loved ones die, as I watched my father die. It's preparing us through suffering to be, to have the perfect mind of Christ. And just as King David will rule on the earth in the stead of Christ, King David will be on the throne in Jerusalem during the 1,000 years. But his word will be the words of Christ as he administers that kingdom. Jesus Christ does not need to be present on the earth in order for Jesus Christ to be ruling on the earth, because he will be ruling through his servant David. Likewise, in the celestial realm, Jesus Christ does not have to be present at the great white throne judging. There's going to be a lot of people there. He will be overseeing it, yes, but the administration of it will be done by his perfect representatives. And what we do will be done in his name. Jesus said while he was on earth to Philip, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." As crazy as this sounds, but it's not crazy to me, we will be able to say to those at the great white throne, "When you hear me, you hear Christ. What you see of me, what you hear of me, my judgment is that of Christ." That's how perfectly we will be able to represent Christ. We will be judging in his stead. But it will be the same as Christ himself judging, because we are members of his body. And now is a good time to remind you that we do not come into judgment. We will not appear at the great white throne, because
We're a special group. We're called beforehand to be sons and daughters, and we have, by the grace of God, accepted the judgment of the cross, God's judgment against sin at the cross, as our judgment. We have seen the crucifixion and appreciated the crucifixion as the crucifixion of the old humanity, our old humanity. Therefore, we don't come into judgment. But these have not yet realized it. In this life, they weren't given the gift of being able to understand their union with Christ. And so they will have to learn that at the great white throne. It's not their fault. See, that this lady's not dead yet back here, you see. She's walking. She's not dead yet. I hope she doesn't die, but she might live. She might live to see the tribulation. Probably will. She looks young, spry. She's exercising here. But she'll probably die during the tribulation. She looks nice. I don't want to tell her that, but, you know. She might survive. Some people will survive. They'll straggle into the thousand-year kingdom as mortals, and they will enjoy the blessings of the millennial earth. But people will die on the millennial earth eventually. People will live longer because it will be ideal living conditions. But eventually I'll see her also at the great white throne. So I claim you. You're mine. I claim you. Don't worry. It's all good. I'm not as crazy as I seem. It's all going to be good. Don't believe me. Believe God in Christ. Believe the Apostle Paul. All is yours. Whether life or death or the present or that which is impending. And what's on my mind today, which I'm sharing with you, is the impending great white throne judgment. You don't need to fear it, and neither do any of these folks. They don't need to fear it at all, because the judgment will be righteous, judgment will be pure, and I'm sure they were good folks. I'm sure. So I'm sure their names are written in the book of life. Your names are written in the book of life, I'm guessing. You seem like a nice person driving that truck. Therefore, you will pass on after judgment to the new earth. It's going to be high times on the new earth. I'll be dropping in now and then to see how you're doing. Say, hey, Martin, I remember you. I'll wink. Yeah, it's pretty good judgment back then, huh? Fair, righteous, pure, and done in the name of Christ. Oh, yeah. One day soon, flying to the clouds and beyond.